Our baby is ideal. Our baby is ideal, and you know why? Because we do not have in our mind, in our heart, in our thought, in our consideration, genes, chromosomes, DNA. We go right back to the original purity and the original integrity of being a baby, of being born. What is the ideal baby? What is the ideal baby born in our hearts, born in all? Is our baby immune to anything? Is our baby perfect in every way? What way is our baby perfect? Do we have the intelligence? Do we have the wisdom to know what a perfect baby is? And that would be a lovely thing to know. But our baby is the ideal baby. This is what every parent on the face of the earth and the universe could think if they wished about their baby. They could think that their baby is the ideal baby. From the original purity and integrity, the ideal baby, having nothing to do with anybody's genes or chromosomes or DNA, having nothing to do with any genetic program of any kind, but ours is ideal. What is the ideal baby? What is the ideal child? What is the ideal being? This I would like to know. Well, all I have to do is look at my thoughts. Do I say, oh, the baby's going to look like Papa or like Mama? Oh, the baby's going to look like Grandma or Grandpa? Oh, the baby's going to have this DNA and these genes in them, and the baby is going to have these influences in its life? No way. The baby is not going to be influenced by anything that has ever gone before. It is brand new. It is special. It is ideal in every wonderful way. The baby has nothing to do with what we have produced before, what our family is, or what we think is the ideal family. Ours is an ideal baby. Now, how could a mother and father who have never done this before, never had a baby before, never known what's the way to have a baby, how do they have a baby? Well, it comes rather natural. It is a divine pathway, a divine pattern, a divine program in every human being. Every human being has the ideal baby within them. The ideal baby, oh, no, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. The baby doesn't come from the mama and the papa or the family. The baby comes from the divine. Now, if I start thinking of my baby as being a divine baby, if I start thinking of my baby, our baby, of being the ideal baby, the divine baby, then I get out of the way and let the divine shine through. I say, all is in divine order. I say, we have the divine baby, the ideal baby, the perfect baby. We have the perfect child. And the perfect child is not born of our bodies, although it uses that conduit. It is born of the divine. It is the ideal. Our baby is the ideal. Our baby is the most wonderful conception that we could ever believe about. Now, we don't know what it is. We can go to the hospital and look at other little babies, and we can see our neighbors and friends and relatives and see their little babies, but their little babies have all the family resemblances, as all the genes and chromosomes and all the DNA that comes from being a member of that family. Our baby is going to be different. Our baby is going to be born out of its ideal pattern. Our baby is born out of its ideal conception. What is an ideal baby? What is an ideal child? We cannot even conceive of it, but we know it does exist. And we know that when we let go and let the divine in us reveal the ideal baby is revealed. And the ideal baby is the only baby we want to ever conceive of in our life. And as we as parents go on having more children, each child is an ideal baby. Each child is unique and special. Each child is not only a genius, but the allness. Each child is a wonder child. Oh, yes. Each child is magnificent. And this is all that I want to put into my consciousness about my child, about any child in my world, any of my friends' children, any of the children of my family, any of the children that I know of and that I don't even know of. Every child is born ideal. And if every child is born ideal, then every child is expressing that ideal quality. Every child is expressing that ideal reality about them. And every child is letting go of that ideal quality and letting it be wonderful in them now. How do we start letting go and seeing the ideal child coming through? We have so many preconceived notions of how a child is to be born. We have so many preconceived notions of how a child must have certain treatment and certain things done for it. We have so many preconceived notions that a child is not born perfect, and it has to be helped along the way. It has to be given little medication, drops in the eyes, and all these other things, and it has to be done. Now, that may be what we do, but it's not what we have to do. We do it and allow the normal activity of our society, our medical society, our birthing society, do what they feel they must do. But we have the most precious, holistic attitude for our child that anyone on earth can have. We wrap our child in our pure white light of love, and we see our child whole and perfect. We wrap our child in our pure white light of love, our pure white light of love, not our attitude of what the perfect child is. That's divine. But we wrap the child in our pure white light of love, and we see the child expressing itself in every beautiful way. The body, obviously, is perfect. The body, obviously, is magnificent. The body, obviously, is not limited by anything, by genes, chromosomes, DNA, or anything. The body is ideal. The body is divine. And I hold that true in my heart, in my thought, in my soul, in my being, for every moment that I think of my child. Every moment that I think of this child in my world, or in the world of my family or friends, I hold this child in my pure white light of love. And like the great gurus are born on lotus leaves and on other beautiful experiences, my child, this child, is born out of the purity of my pure white light of love, out of the purity of my consciousness, out of the purity of my goodness. This child is the divine child. And as the divine child, it is born perfect, it lives perfect, and it is perfect all the days of its life. All the days of its life, it lives a world and a life of wholeness, of healthy qualities. It is its ideal body. It lives in its ideal body all the days of its life. It lives in its ideal mind all the days of its life. All the wisdom of the universe flows through this ideal child at all times. And it is unconditionally loving of itself and all the world. Such is the child that is born in my life, in my world. Yours too, right? You bet. I love you. I love you. I love you.